from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Right now, welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
We're trying to teach Buckley about the ways of the world, including period panties.
Well, you brought it up earlier in the show today, and then you also brought it up in the break, and I'm like, is this a new news item I need to be aware of?
I'm not going
to
lie. Like, when you brought it up the first time, like, I know what those are. I was mildly like, all right. And then you brought it up a second time, and I did think, that's a little weird.
I'm like, is something going on? Is there a meme? Is there a
But I was
a
also
poster?
A little weird that you didn't, like, Buck's like, what is that?
How do you not know what that is?
I thought that you were, like Suk said, I thought you were referencing something going on with that. I've heard that term before. I just didn't know why you're talking about it so much today.
Well, Isachi may be dabbling in the period panty line. We'll see.
Is that
Isachi?
I didn't know there was a whole market for that.
Well, there is. The only reason I bring it up,
I thought, you know, it was just old ones that people didn't care about anymore.
You know how things you bring up on your radio show are just things that are top of mind?
Sure.
You know, it's like maybe you listened to Warren Zevon today, and so he came, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
For me, I heard an ad coming into the show today about period panties.
Ah.
And I did.
There's ads for those, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different lines of period panties out there. And I heard an ad, and I chuckled and perhaps even laughed.
And then it's just in your, yeah.
And it's in my, it's in my lexicon for the day.
It's in the focus.
It'll be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, it happens. Something else will replace it. 100%.
So back to the NFL. We're doing a lot of hot NFL talk here. I mean, it is the preseason, so who really cares? But we do, we already have a quarterback injury that is significant.
That's a significant one,
J.J. McCarthy. He could be done for the season.
Yeah, they were expected. I mean, he wasn't expected to start right away. Everyone thought that he was kind of a work in progress. And again, it's one game against backups. But he had a night. He threw the one pick. But McCarthy looked good. I think him and Bo Nix were probably the two best rookie performances that played a significant chunk of time. And so people were kind of like, oh, J.J. McCarthy. But he did say, I saw it yesterday, he said he went in the next day and it reported some knee soreness and that they were going to look at it. But at the time, like, no one remembered it from the game or whatever. Everyone was a little surprised that this kind of came out. But yeah, ESPN sources is that he's expected to undergo knee surgery that will determine how much time he'll be sidelined. So,
well, they said if the doctors, once they get in there, if they have to do a full repair, he's done for the season.
Yeah, so
if they only have to clip it or shave it or whatever else they do, he could be back by the end of the season.
Yeah, so if you, the way the meniscus works, I mean, if you don't know, think about it like it's a cushion in between your knee joint. And when you get these little tears in it, like a little flap comes over, and if it's a significant one, well, what they should do if it's significant is they'll stitch it back together. And that is a long recovery process. If it's viewed as a minor insignificant one and it's just a little piece of it, they can go in, clip it, shave it down to where it's nice and smooth. Problem is that for your long-term health, if you keep having that done, eventually what happens is you run out of cartilage. Like that was, I've had my knee scoped a bunch and never once did they repair it. They just were like, we'll cut that out and don't worry about it. And that can lead to long-term knee problems. So my guess is with JJ McCarthy, if this thing is at all remotely, like you're having that debate, they'll repair it. So
yeah, save him some time.
Save him some time.
Since he's so young.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it doesn't save him time. It just saves him maybe some years on his career.
Some years on his career. So it'd be one thing, like, if this is, you know, if this is Patrick Mahomes and you're, you know, a significant number of years in and you think there's a Super Bowl on your horizon, then maybe you fight to get back. But if you're JJ McCarthy and the idea was that you probably weren't going to start anyways and this was Sam Darnold's team and that you were a project, I can totally see going with a more conservative approach and by the way, it's going to be McCarthy's decision. Stitch up that knee. And again, we'll see exactly what, you know, is it a bucket tear? How big is the flap? I mean, all those things. But I would, if I'm a betting man, I just have a hankering that they're going to play this conservative and that you may not see him this year.
And that's fine. Maybe for them, they don't even care about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they care, but he's a rookie.
Yeah.
And you weren't.
I do knew that.
You were trying to protect him anyway. Yeah. So. I don't know. Sam Darnold time in Minnesota, baby.
Well, supposedly they all want it. Like, this is, you know,
be great.
Colin and everyone else that keeps, for some reason, saying that Sam Darnold is, like, going to be this great quarterback, despite all the evidence we have against it. We'll see. It's like sometimes with quarterbacks, we refuse to accept that they're not very good. And with others, like, immediately, like Trey Lance.
Oh, yeah, Trey Lance.
Like, what's it, like, Sam Darnold and Trey Lance, both top picks, both aren't very good. And with Sam Darnold, we keep being like, well, Sam Darnold. And with Trey Lance, immediately we're like, oh, that guy sucks. Like, dude, just get him the hell out of here. But with some guys, I think it just comes from like the college thing. When we get told someone's good over and over and over again, it's like we refuse to accept that they're not. And maybe Sam Darnold proves me wrong. But, you know, I keep waiting for this Sam Darnold resurgence that everyone keeps telling me about, and I've been waiting a while.
So Trey Lance played for Dallas the other day, I guess?
Trey Lance did play for Dallas.
Is he any good?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
No, I haven't heard one.
Because I forgot about him.
Everyone did.
You know who else I forgot about that was out there was Stetson Bennett?
Now, he was
out there.
Well,
and he had a special game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he threw four picks, but then he threw the game-winning tutty.
Yeah, which...
Which was a terrible throw. Like, the worst throw I've ever seen for a game-winning tutty.
I'm not certain what to make of that. I mean, it sounds like they're not talking about it. It sounds like he was in rehab. Like, you know, he had a...
He had some excused absences last year that...
He was gone all year.
They called it mental health.
Right. There were a bunch of things they said that were kind of ambiguous, but...
And he had the... and we know he had the DUI arrest and, you know...
He partied. He won back-to-back titles.
I think he had a...
I think he's still partying.
I think he had a substance abuse problem. So he went 24 of 38, 224, one touchdown, four interceptions.
God, they let him throw 38 balls?
38 balls.
In preseason? Jesus.
He was it. He was the only quarterback that played for them. He went the
really?
Distance. Yeah.
They're trying to see what they got there.
Probably see what they got, and you know, took a year off, and they liked him. Like, he was, you know, they liked Stetson Bennett. Whereas Trey Lance went 25 of 41 for 188 yards. That's a 4.5 yard average there.
Ooh.
And no touchdowns, no picks, and at no point led them to 12 points, and at no point did he look...
field goals?
He looked the part. It wasn't good. Mm, so,
well.
You know...
I forgot about him. You know, the other guy I forgot about, which we mentioned yesterday, was Anthony Richardson. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
He's back.
And he played 2 of 4.
He played 7 snaps, but he's, you know, I don't know what to think of him. We didn't see enough of him last year. I don't really know. Are the Colts?
I don't know, man.
Is he?
Here's my thing with Anthony Richardson, and I heard this coming out of Florida. All I hear is from him is the potential. He is a physical freak. In fact, I think when he went to the combine, I think he had the highest quarterback athletic score that anyone had ever had at that position. And, you know, at Florida, he didn't win. He's not refined at all. He's not a great thrower of the football, and he gets hurt a bunch. None of that, I don't know where he's this generational talent comes from, but he's another guy, much like Sam Darnold,
a great athlete.
That we get told time and time again. Yeah, and I understand the great athlete thing, but I'm being dead serious. Of all the quarterbacks, we've been doing this 20 years. Of all the quarterbacks that weren't great quarterbacks but were great athletes, Cam Newton? Anyone else?
Newton.
Dead suit.
I mean.
Anyone else?
Well, I mean, Vic.
Vic was a much better quarterback than Anthony Richardson. Michael Vick took his team to the to a national championship game. Michael Vick threw a ball that was, I mean, to compare Anthony Richardson's ball to Michael Vick's is insulting. I mean, Michael Vick was a...
What if I compared their balls?
That I don't know. Between Ron Mexico and Anthony Richardson, but...
Okay, well, I'm just balls jiggling. I'm just trying to think here out loud. I'm just trying to think of all the... Like,
the answer is...
Jalen Hurts is not... He's not that. But he's kind of that. You know, Steichen is the old offensive coordinator from the Eagles.
Yes.
He's now the Colts head coach. So that could be a nice fit.
The best one that I can point to, if you want to go this, was Josh Allen. But again...
Josh Allen. He's an excellent quarterback.
He is an excellent quarterback, but he was not at one point, and he grew into one. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Anthony Richardson. But
yeah,
like,
but doesn't he have better arm talent? Like, he just had the potential to grow into one. Whereas maybe what you're saying with Richardson, he's just an athlete and doesn't have the potential to grow into one.
That's what I see. But like, Anthony Richardson last year completed less than 60% of his balls, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and we talk about him like I listen to people and they're like, what he showed last year. I'm like, what? And then he got hurt. He got hurt, by the way, in 2 of the 4 games that he played, including one that was a season-ending injury because he runs. So, look, I'm not saying that, and he got sacked 7 times. I'm not saying that Anthony Richardson can't be a great quarterback and maybe he grows and develops into one. But, you know, this prototype of taking Anthony Richardson and drafting him that high, and I do think it helps that he is with a really, really bright offensive mind. Don't get me wrong. I think that's a very good thing for him. But this prototype over the history of the NFL has not aged well at all. But I guess the guy's a really hard worker, because someone else brought up Vince Young. Vince Young was successful for about 1.5 years.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
And then everything fell apart because, again, he wasn't a quarterback. And I don't care what anyone says, even though you're not allowed to hit the quarterback in this league, athletes don't last at the quarterback position. You just don't. Who was it? Trevor Lawrence last year, I think it was the one that was telling Anthony Richardson after the game, he went and hugged him. I think it was after the first game and said, you can't get hit like this. This isn't college. This is Trevor Lawrence saying they add up different in the NFL. And then like 2 games later, Anthony Richardson is out for the year. Athletes don't last at this position. If you don't learn to quarterback, if you do not learn to win from the pocket, if you do not learn to manipulate with your eyes, if you do not learn to win on third and passing downs, your success in this league just historically has been terrible, and you don't last very long. And maybe he gets there, but it is a long, long road, and we don't see many of them. So I am just more skeptical of Anthony Richardson, because everyone else just sits there and talks about his raw athletic ability, and I'm like, cool, he's a great athlete. Can he play quarterback? Because if he can, now you've got, you know, the best of both worlds. But it's just I don't know. We continually do this with athletes at that position, and when you look at the really great quarterbacks that have played in this league over the last 25 years, great athlete usually isn't the number one thing that you talk about him. I mean, Patrick Mahomes he's got a gut and kind of some man up tops, and kind of runs a little weird and is a little squirrely. And I don't know if anyone would say that that's like this raw freak athlete, but last time I checked, he's really good at playing quarterback.
All right. We've got sports absurdities coming up. And what else do we have? Oh, is an Ayuk trade on the horizon? Next on The Fan. Mayo-scented cologne coming up in a sports absurdity segment, but that'll probably be after the Hot 5 at this rate. Our super smoking hot NFL preseason talk continues. I think that Ryan Buckley, who is a noted Niners fan from the Bay Area.
Yes.
He probably has tight sports pants right now, although they may not be overfloweth quite yet. As Brandon Ayuk may be traded shortly, but we don't know.
Maybe not.
They had to cancel joint practices because they have 23 guys on the injury report.
Who does?
The Niners.
They're old. They're an old team.
They fall apart seemingly like no other team in the league. I think it was the Saints. I forget who it was, but they were having joint. They were supposed to. You know, everyone does joint practices now. It's really taken the place of preseason games for starters. They do these joint practices, and yeah, the Niners had to call theirs off. They had too many guys that were hurt.
Do you think they really even need preseason games?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, for filling out roster spots. Yeah, it's nice to be able to see guys under the lights, but for the starters, not really, because most of them don't play anyways anymore. And again, the joint practices have kind of taken over that.
But you're saying like a game is different if you're like if you're doing a battle for somebody who's going to make the roster.
Yeah,
between a couple guys.
Yeah.
A preseason game is greater than a joint practice.
Yeah, you got, you know, it confirms kind of what you see at a practice. And there's some guys that play better when the lights are on. There's other guys that pucker up. But yeah, could you do away with preseason games? Sure. But I think already that the quality of football in the first couple weeks is already really sloppy because of the lack of preseason work and the lack of padded practices and that you know, really don't go preseason games anyway. So I don't really think you probably need them. Or you could have one or two. I mean, eventually you're going to go to an 18-game schedule. You're going to lose another preseason game. It's going to go down to two. Because these preseason or the inter-squad scrimmages now these guys do, I mean, these things are – those are pretty violent. I mean, outside of hitting quarterbacks.
Yeah, a bunch of fights.
Oh, yeah. Dude, those things are – I mean, that's live.
Guys are throwing helmets.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. So, you know, the preseason is what it is. But for the – you know, for the fifth receiver, for the sixth linebacker, for the fourth safety, you know, for the special teams guys, for things like that. Backup quarterbacks, I think it matters. You know, no starting quarterback for the most part, unless you're a rookie, is going to win a job in the preseason. But the backup, absolutely. When you go out and you S the bed or you go out and have a great preseason game, absolutely that can elevate you to the second or third tier job. It just doesn't matter as much for the starters.
Well, as you know, I'm obsessed with backup quarterbacks.
Yes, you are.
Do you know who the Niners backup is this year? Buckley, don't say anything. It's not.
We did this last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, because it's no longer... It's no longer old. What's his nuts?
It's not Sam Darnold or Josh Johnson,
right? Yeah, because we just talked about that.
We did this like two. Yeah, we did this just the other day.
Hairless cat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs.
Oh no!
They've got the other guy that played. They got the Allen, right?
Is it Kyle Allen or Ryan Allen?
Brandon Allen.
Gosh, too many of them.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen. That's what
Bill Allen.
Keenan Allen's there. How about that?
Well, he can't stay healthy playing receiver, so they thought they'd try him out at quarterback, get him over here from Chicago.
Yeah, because I remember that when I was watching some of that Tennessee San Francisco game, and I didn't realize that Mason Rudolph is in Tennessee.
Oh. I didn't either.
So it was Malik Willis. Mason Rudolph and
Will Levis.
Yeah.
Who we'll hear about a little bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's one of those things like when you're watching preseason, you're like, Mason Rudolph, the hell are you doing in Tennessee?
Does he still have a chunk out of his head or did they get that repaired?
I did not see. He was in a helmet.
Thanks to Myles Garrett.
I do remember that.
Well, anyway, Bo Nix looked good.
Bo Nix looked very good.
In his debut.
Yep. And he's going to start the second week, although to be fair, that was already planned. Like this was all part of it.
Wait, he didn't start in the first game?
He did not start in the first game. He did not. That was
who did?
That was the great Jarrett Stidham.
That guy sucks. How about that? You like that hot take? Jarrett Stidham
that sucks. Is a hot take. Look at you coming out.
Sucks.
Guns ablazing.
Who's going to be in Pittsburgh? Fields or?
They keep saying Russ. They keep saying that it's Russell Wilson despite the calf injury. And it was weird because after the game, Mike Tomlin kind of took some shots at Justin Fields. Because Fields was like five of...
but he fumbled it.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Tomlin didn't like
twice,
it.
Twice, right?
Tomlin was like, yeah, that negated pretty much everything. Everything
that's
good.
That's right.
That
I love Mike Tomlin for that. He's right. You can't fumble, dude.
He's kind of like, yeah, you can't do that. But they keep saying, and I don't know how much this is just, you know, coach speak or whatever, they keep saying that despite the calf injury, that Russ is number one there. So,
Mr. Unlimited.
I look.
Buying this?
I don't. I don't know.
You think that's a battle?
I don't think Justin Fields is very good. Again.
Well, neither is Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson was not the problem with the Buccaneers last year. Or the Buccaneers, with the Broncos.
Russell Wilson had a better year.
Well, but Russell Wilson at one point was good, and Justin Fields has never been. Speaking of quarterbacks that, again, we keep trying to say are good, why do we keep saying that Justin Fields
no
is good?
No one's saying he's good.
Oh, dude.
I think they're just crapping on Russell Wilson, which I can totally see.
Dude, there are so many talking heads.
Let's be great.
And players that continue to try to be like, Justin Fields never got a fair shake. What shake do you want? How many years do you want to give him before someone's like, dude, he's not very good? It's weird that some people just continue to get that.
I just think that's the hot take society, you know?
Yeah.
Just trying to get clicks.
But yeah, so Bo Nix will get the start this week. You know who else looked good? Because believe it or not, I actually watched a chunk of that Denver Bronco game.
Who?
Zach Wilson.
Who?
So this is why
Z-Dub can throw it.
This is why I just tell everyone with the Bo Nix stuff to just calm down, because Zach Wilson also looked good in that football game.
Bo Nix has a hot mom, doesn't he? She better hide.
Oh, yeah. 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 And the Colts one was a who's who of old college quarterbacks that you forgot, but they're all in Indianapolis. So Sam Ellinger's there. You're like, hey, I remember you, and we were just talking about this guy. Remember we talked about the Beaner, Jason Bean. Kansas,
yeah,
great.
He threw a dime. I saw the highlight of it.
He's there, and
they don't need Ellinger. He sucks.
And Keaton Slovis is there, who's played on like every team known to man.
Dude, that guy, you want to talk about a quarterback whose name I've heard more and I've seen less?
Keaton Slovis.
I give you Keaton Slovis.
Yeah.
Like, he played at USC.
He's like the youngest journeyman ever.
Yes. He's kind of like the new Matt Cassel.
Did he end up at Rice at one point in time?
He went to Pitt.
Yeah, he went to Pitt. He went to BYU. I think his last stop was BYU.
I saw him at USC. He had one good year at USC.
Yeah.
After that, it was like, you just kind of hear about him, but he's playing. Now you're still hearing about he's in the NFL. Is he any good? He's not.
Well, no. I assume he's not very good.
No. No.
3 of 5 for 39 yards. No. I just thought it was interesting that the Colts, like every one of the Colts backups, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy. And Joe Flacco's there, too.
Where is he again?
Indianapolis.
Boy, Indy's just loading up on studs.
Ellinger, Bean, Slovis, Flacco. Again, it's a who's who of, I've heard of that guy. And yes, Anthony Richardson.
Five quarterbacks?
That's funny about Flacco. They pulled him off the couch last year to play for the Jets, right?
Yes.
And now he's like, oh, I'm a good quarterback again?
Well, he's a good quarterback. But I think the point is the Colts feel that they're pretty good. They feel like Anthony Richardson's their future. And no one knows if he's going to stay healthy. So you go and I think what Joe Flacco proved last year is, if I have a pretty good team around me,
I can be the guy.
I can still be the guy. So you bring in Flacco, and if Richardson goes down for a hunk of time, you feel pretty good about Flacco getting you a split.
God, if you're like Bean, you're looking around going, look at these schmucks. That guy's old, but much respect. Super Bowl champ.
Flacco. At one point.
Ellinger sucks.
At one point, the richest contract in NFL history.
He's looking at Slovis like, what the hell, dude? You couldn't even play at Kansas. I was at Kansas.
The Bean's out there slinging it around.
Yeah, Bean can throw. He's got a good arm.
Yeah.
He can run a little. He's super fast.
I have no idea who ends up, they're keeping Richardson, they're keeping Flacco, so it's Ellinger, Bean, or Slovis. They're only keeping one other, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Practice squad, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, well, there's your entirely too long and in detail NFL preseason talk. You're welcome.
Well, I sit around and like the NFL Network just replays games. And so I'll just sit around sometimes and I'll just, it's just on and kind of, you know.
They're so bad.
You're just watching them.
Every time I tune into one, which is twice so far this year, I regret it. And then I go, oh my God, why? It is so bad.
Because all suck balls.
They do. There's no good quarterbacks playing. It's punts and three and outs and
there is a lot check that downs. There is a lot that I refuse to watch. Like, I didn't see Lions, Giants, whatever. But like, I checked out. I wanted to see Penix play. I wanted to see Knicks play. It's intriguing.
Somebody said we need to put an Apple AirTag on Keaton Slovis. Can't keep track of that guy.
Well, now you know he's in Indianapolis.
That's
right. When he gets cut, someone else will pick him up and we'll go from there.
All right. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to
compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What an exciting time.
Pleased to have you along. It's time to pivot. On our pivot foot.
Well, I would hope so.
It's a sports analogy.
Otherwise, that's a travel.
It is August 13, 2024. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you.
We think.
No, I am.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
Please be seated. Very special day today, Jason. It is International Left-Handers Day.
Oh, hey, thank you. Congratulations to you.
And Buck and I are both lefties.
That's right. My son, Heisman, lefty as well.
Nice. I knew I liked him.
Well, he's an ambi.
Yeah. Well, look, everyone's born right-handed. Mm-hmm. Only the gifted overcome it.
I understand. Although you're technically supposed to die before me, so. Mm. The left-handers, the world is not made for you.
We'll see if I can beat the odds.
Yeah. How's that scissor hand treating you?
Scissors are rough.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part was when you were a kid, having
desk on the wrong side?
Not the desk, the notebook. You have the spiral of the notebook.
Yeah.
God.
When I got to college, the Oregon bookstore had started making lefties spiral-bound notebooks, but they didn't have when we were in like high school and stuff like that.
It is also National Filet Mignon Day.
Never get it.
Really?
Nah.
What do you order? What do you like?
I'm a ribeye man.
Yeah.
And then if I'm not going with the ribeye and I want something, because the ribeye can be a bit much, you got to watch the old heart, then I go with the king of steaks. You go with the New York.
Okay.
But yeah, the filet is as nice as it is. It's not as juicy. I like a little marble in mine, and you pay a lot of money. I never get the filet, ever.
You're at the Oregon coast. How does your vehicle end up in the ocean? How does this happen?
Well, my guess is your dumbass drives it out, you get stuck in the sand, and then the tide comes in and you're like, whoops.
At least four people, including kids, were rescued off the Oregon coast Monday when their car got stuck at a low point near a sandbar, sending ocean water up to their waist.
There you go.
I saw this video of this. It was right off Abandoned Dunes, right?
No, this is in Gearhart.
Oh, this also happened at Bandon.
The car ended up in the ocean between Del Rey and Sunset Beach access points in Gearhart. They said there were five people in the car, while officials at the Gearhart Fire said there were four. All were tourists. Yeah. Looks like it's a 4Runner.
Oh, well, at least that's a four-wheel drive. I once was down in Mexico, and we had rented a, a Jeep something or other, because we were down off the coast, and I saw someone in a Toyota Yaris that was stuck in the sand, and you're like, you really thought that was a good idea to go down to the loose sand in a Toyota Yaris? Good on you. And they, same thing, they were like, I can't believe what happened. I'm like, well, I certainly can believe it. Have fun with that.
Yeah, you're in a Yaris, idiot.
What are you doing?
By the way, if you see pictures of this, I mean, I don't know. I don't really get why they had to be rescued, but maybe the kids were little.
Well, maybe the car, I don't know. I mean, up to the waist, maybe? Maybe there was panic set in?
I guess if you look at the photos, the car...
Where do I look at this? What story?
On the internet. Do you have internet over there?
I do have internet, but did you see this on KGW?
Actually, this one came from MSN, but car ends up in ocean near Gearhart. It's a 4Runner with some decals on it. And in one photo, it looks like the water's only up to like mid tire, then in the next photo, it's up to the windows.
Yeah,
of the automobile. So well,
sometimes
there were three kids, so I guess you need a rescue.
You
there.
Get the kids, and like I said, sometimes people think that they're in a 4-wheel drive, so they think that they're Captain Off Road, when in reality they have no idea what they're doing. You know, that's
well, look.
Oh, yeah,
I,
dude, that is.
I think it's cool that you can drive on the beaches here.
Yeah,
I find that rad. But I've never done it.
Oh no,
nor will I.
No, it's fun. I wouldn't take the Nissan Leaf down there, but you know, I bet you this happens more than you think. It's easy to get caught up in the we're having fun, and the next thing you know, whoops.
Now here's my favorite part of the story. Sons of Beaches, a volunteer group that patrols the beach and helps with towing stuck vehicles and assisting law enforcement, successfully pulled the vehicle out of the water.
Someone's saying, betting the idiot didn't know how to put it in 4-wheel drive. I'm sorry, but if that happened, that would be quite funny. If someone just showed up and was like, you know, you can just throw that into 4-wheel drive and get on out of there.
I mean, if you look at the wide view of where the vehicle was, he's way out there.
Yeah,
like yeah, what the hell are you doing, dude?
Again, you got a little caught up in the whole thing. You're like, man, I'm in my 4Runner, I got decals on it, I got a roof rack, I'm badass. And then you're like, dude, you're in some really, really soft, squishy sand.
But
yeah, he was way out there.
Shout out to you Sons of Beaches.
Yeah.
I think they're great. Hey, if you're headed out to Crater Lake, I've got some news for you. News you can use. Perhaps you're rounding out your summer with a trip to Crater Lake. Beautiful out there.
Sprague's going camping for a week. Maybe he's on his way out there.
Yeah. Well, you need to know that the north entrance is closed beginning today because of the Middle Fork Fire. It's a fire out there.
Okay.
We don't like fires.
No. No.
So they need to use that road. So
got to be careful.
Wanted to warn you of that.
Got to be careful.
As your noted
there.
Newsman.
Yeah.
What else do I have for you here, Jace?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Tim Walz, you know him?
Yes, I am familiar.
He is the running mate of one Kamala Harris.
Yes. He's
for president.
He's Minnesota's lovable grandfather. Seems like a jovial fellow. If
yeah.
you're on one side and if the other, then I don't know, you hate him for some reason.
Stolen valor, dude.
He's the National Guard for like 24 years. Stolen valor!
Well.
What do you do now?
We have to bring him local.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we do.
But I'm pretty
Here's
sure,
the local viewpoint.
I'm pretty sure I know which one our state's voting for.
Well, who cares about voting?
Oh, we just have to somehow tie in.
This is way more important.
Okay.
Governor Tim Walz wears Portland-designed glasses.
Oh!
Thank you.
Oh.
Hell yeah. What a come up.
Yep.
Do you wear Portland design glasses?
No.
Look at you.
I don't.
Look at you and your big fancy like European frames.
Actually, I don't. I have Warby Parker, dude. No. That's like the opposite of big fancy European frames.
I don't wear my glasses, so I can't comment on it.
Tim Walz, he wears something called Stark. And if you must know, the color is slate copper.
Okay. Is this like Stark Street? Like, is this the same people that make Stark's vacuums?
You're asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, you've got a lot of... You're peppering me with a lot here.
I don't know.
The award-winning research only goes so deep.
If you said that it was a Portland company and it was called Stark Sunglasses, am I the only one that didn't instantly think of Stark's vacuums?
I thought Stark Street.
Well, it's actually...
Well, yeah, Stark Street, yeah. Stark's vacuum, I don't know.
The company is called 141 Eyewear. The frame is Stark... And the color is slate copper.
Okay. So that's all we need. That's all we know.
No, well, no, that's not all we know. I know the retail price. More? Yes.
$264.
Wow. $267.
Whoa.
What a great
BS.
Guess. Yeah.
Horse meters.
New game.
That's the actual answer.
$267.
Holy crap. Yeah. Stick.
New game beginning tomorrow. I'm going to bring in some different glasses from around town, and I'm going to let you guess. What? Perhaps we have found an eyewear glass price savant here on the show.
You got one the other day too. What was it? There was something earlier this week I was within a few bucks of.
I need to get on Price is Right
for real. You're on a heater,
and don't think about it either. Just kind of throw one out there. Aren't most eyeglasses right around like frames? Aren't they? Frames for the most part? Isn't that about $200?
I mean,
for like nice design ones, right?
That's not that expensive.
Yeah, I think for like us, I think they give us like $160, like with our insurance.
Yeah, you get one a year.
You get like one a year. So I bought Ray-Ban frames, and I want to say they were like $100. I had to pay like $20-$30 out of pocket. So I just assumed that these were a little fancier than that.
Tim Walz don't care.
Hey, he's living that government life, man.
Gotta look good, bro.
It's on that government dime. Let's go. Stolen valor, that son of a...
Anyway, that is not news you needed to know.
No.
But I wanted to bring it to you anyway. And we found out Suit can guess glasses prices.
So you're wearing Warby Parker, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to say $50.
Well, the more you buy, the more of a discount you get.
Oh, you buy
so
much?
I have a bunch of them. Because they're cheap. So it's like...
$46.50.
No, I think it's more than that.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I'm not that.
I don't know, actually.
I'm really rich.
Do you know anything?
Well, I know a few things.
But you don't know how much your glasses... Did your wife buy you the glasses?
No. I just don't know the breakdown because I have like 4 or 5 pair.
Must be nice.
And I don't know... Well, I like to have... The thing about glasses for me is I need them... I don't like to carry them around, so I need them at various locations.
Sure.
Like, I need a pair that's here, and it stays here. Mm-hmm. I need a pair in my car, and it stays in my car. I need a pair at home next to the couch, and it stays there. I need a pair next to my bed, and it stays there. So I just plant them so that I have them.
I'm on Warby Parker.
And that's why I don't buy expensive ones.
And it seems that Warby Parker is, most of them are usually between... $85 and $145.
Well, it depends on your lenses. Like, if you want to do the...
Yeah, let me just say for the record, because I'm supposed to wear glasses and I never do. And once in a while, someone guilts me into actually going to get them. And I hate when they're like, oh, this is the price. And then they start hitting me with all the things that they want to do to the lenses.
Yeah, you can add the layer.
And it like quadruples the price.
Yeah, it depends on the lenses. If you want the progressive lenses, you're going to pay more.
Yeah, by the way, I have progressive lenses. They're the dumbest thing ever. And that's why I never wear my glasses.
Why do you think they're dumb?
They suck.
See, I like progressives.
You can't see for S. I'm supposed to have them so that I can see far away. And they make everything up close 1,000 times worse, and the only way I can see anything up close is if I hold my head at the most like inopportune angle known to man, and look, it's terrible.
Well, you probably shouldn't have got progressives. Yeah,
they suck, but I can't.
You should have just got...
I did originally get normals, and I couldn't see anything within 5 feet of me.
So you need progressives.
Yes, but I hate progressives. So now my response to it is, I don't wear them. And let me tell you, it led to a giant fight at my house because I refused to wear my glasses.
It used to be bifocals.
Yeah.
Where you'd have the line.
I'd rather have bifocals.
So you'd have a line right in the middle. And if you looked above the line, far, below the line, up close. Yeah. Now, they're much better. They're kind of...
That's not what I say.
For those of you that aren't in the glasses game...
Don't. They suck.
They're like, up top, you look out and you can see far. And then down below, when you look down, like at your phone or your penis, you can see it, you can see it nice and clear.
Wasn't clear. My buddy was all blurry. I was like, no. So now I just squip my way through everything. Screw it. I don't need them.
I'm Jason Sagantic. My penis is very, very important.
It is. And I would like to be able to see it clearly.
My eyes are very important to me.
So it's out.
All right, up next, what do we have for you?
I don't know. My guess is Hot 5.
You just sit tight. No, we got another.
We got another in the
news.
What's
the matter with you?
I thought we had already been through the news.
Come on, man.
We got all caught up in glasses prices. I thought we were through.
Is Oregon really one of the worst states to live in? That's next on The Fan. One, two, three, and to the foe. That's me singing. Or am I rapping? What am I doing there?
That was more of a Johnny Cash talking.
Toxing.
Boy Named Sue sort of thing.
Okay, I'll take it. This is In the News, Aug 13, 2024. Hello?
Oh, Pete. There you go.
Is Oregon one of the worst states to live in? You ask.
I don't think so.
You
know? Although technically I don't live here. I spend the majority of my time here.
Washington.
I would like to live here. It's just, it's so very expensive.
Wallet Hub has analyzed the best and worst places to live, ranking Oregon among the 10 worst states.
Oh, get out of here.
They compared 50 states across dozens of livability factors from housing costs and income growth to education rates and hospital systems.
You want to know why this is so stupid? Because if it was such a terrible place to live... no one would want to live here, and I would easily be able to move into the neighborhood I want to move into, but I can't because the housing prices are so expensive because everyone wants to live here. So take your...
Well,
you know,
I think they're taking that into account. That is not livable. If housing prices are pricing out the great big souk, then that is not a great place to live, I think is what they're saying.
But it doesn't really price me out. It just moves me to the suburbs. I just ended up in a suburb across the river as opposed to living out in Happy Valley.
Yeah, they said the biggest factor was Oregon did rank 48th for housing costs and 42nd for homeownership rates.
Yeah.
Oregon ranked 32 for the percent of adults in fair or poor health, 26 for the percent of population in poverty, and 19 for the percent of people who are insured. Oregon's ranking as the ninth worst state to live in is a result of several key factors that negatively affect its overall livability. Says Chip Lupo of Wallet Hub.
Chip.
Mr. Lupo says the state struggles significantly with affordability, making it one of the most expensive places to own a home. Additionally, Oregon's safety ranking is very low.
Okay.
We are 47th. And crime and overall security sucks.
Mm.
So there.
Well.
Shove it.
I, for one, think it's a wonderful city. I love being over...
Well, it's a state. It's not a city.
Well...
Shove that Oregon up your little kid ass.
Well, I can't comment on living
Oregon
in
is
Salem.
A state.
I'll
Germany's
say this.
A great city.
I find Central Oregon to be absolutely delightful. Redmond Bend, everything down there, amazing. I find the Oregon coast, again, fantastic. And I love Portland. Of all the places I've been, Portland is one of my three or four favorite places that I've ever spent any significant amount of time.
Well, maybe you should go work for Wallet Hub.
So there you
work
go.
Work for Chip.
I'd like to take Wallet Hub and say, you know, I'm sure you have Omaha, Nebraska ranked real high. Well, guess what? Move to effing Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha is a city, not a state. you're doing great. Best list of top five states to live in are Massachusetts, Florida, New Jersey.
Florida's a top five state to live in.
Utah. Okay. And New Hampshire.
Hmm. Well, I have someone that lived in Utah. Pass.
Well, again, I think the new Wallet Hub czar should be Jason Sakanik.
That's right.
So he can put together the real list.
Well, I just love that everyone always, like, the list of places that everyone wants to live are usually places where you can go live because no one's there. Although, to be fair, like, Massachusetts is a very expensive place, too.
Is Massachusetts nice? I've only been to Boston.
I've only been to Boston in, like, the outside area, like Cape Cod and Nantucket and all that. And yes, it was very nice. It was very, very expensive. But, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, if you can get over the whole church thing, Utah's
fine.
A decent place.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, I don't have any particular gripe against Utah. It's a bit much and heavy handed, but you know, it's actually getting better. It's becoming less and less churchy. There's more godless heathens moving in there.
It's great news.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah,
that is in the news for August 13, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We've got some quarterback news. Mariners are getting their ass kicked. And some other cool stuff. Stay tuned.
I like cool stuff.
This is The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.